Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history, and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Katie and Emma.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Apparently,
they're
driving to Katie's lake house in New Hampshire.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
I know.
Let's go.
Sounds like you're doing better than we are.
Right? I mean, on a Thursday, let's get it. A little early weekend,
well,
let's go.
We're still working from home.
Whatever.
We're still working.
Sure, man.
You do you.
You're moving a mouse a little bit by the lake.
No one cares. You deserve it.
Can I get my laptop to work on a pontoon boat?
Absolutely.
All right. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Five trivia questions. They're all about pop culture. Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio, so she won't be hearing anything that is happening. I'm going to ask you the questions. You give the answers, and then we'll ask Kennedy the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If you tie, that's a loss for you. Are you ready?
Born ready.
All right. Today in 2014, Mark Wahlberg's Transformers Age of Extinction was released. It earned $100 million on its opening weekend and has raked in $1.1 billion worldwide. Who is the main Transformer that is the leader of all of the Autobots?
It's Optimus Prime.
Emma Roberts doesn't like the term Nepo Baby. She also thinks girls get saddled with it more than guys. She says, why is no one calling out George Clooney for being a Nepo Baby? His aunt, Rosemary Clooney, was an icon. Who is Emma's famous aunt that gets her saddled with the Nepo Baby term?
That would be Julia Roberts.
Today is National Work From Home Day, which a lot of us already started doing during the pandemic. Which group had this hit song titled Work From Home? Take a listen.
You don't gotta go to work, 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 work. And my body do the work, 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 work. We can work from home. Oh, oh, oh.
Name the group.
Fifth Harmony.
Question number four. Khloe Kardashian turns 40 today. Khloe has only been married once. To which former basketball player?
She was married to Lamar Odom.
Wow, you guys are rolling.
Lisa Kudrow says she is rewatching Friends to remember Matthew Perry, saying, quote, we were always laughing so hard, tears were flying out of our faces. Lisa's character Phoebe sang and played acoustic guitar at Central Perk. Which original song is she most famous for singing on the show?
Let's take it home with Smelly Cat, Smelly Cat, what are they feeding you?
Let's Smelly get cat. Kennedy back in the studio.
You guys are dynamite.
That might have been the most iconic performance in Can't Be Kennedy ever.
I want to go to the lake house.
Wow.
Kennedy, welcome
on
back.
Down. I'll give you the address.
Okay. Katie and Emma got 5 out of 5 correct.
Oh, all right.
And they did it with style and panache.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to have to go back and listen to it then.
These are tough. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you which ones you get right or wrong. It adds to the suspense.
That's what they tell me.
Today in 2014, Mark Wahlberg's Transformers Age of Extinction was released. It earned $100 million in its opening weekend and raked in $1.1 billion worldwide. Who is the main Transformer that is the leader of all of the Autobots?
Optimus Prime? I think he's the bad guy, though. That's my answer.
Emma Roberts doesn't like the term Nepo Baby.
Too bad.
She also thinks girls get saddled with it more than guys. She says, quote, why is no one calling out George Clooney for being a Nepo Baby? Because his
nobody
aunt.
Knew his dad was famous.
No, it's his aunt, Rosemary Clooney.
Oh, sure.
Who is Emma's famous aunt that gets her saddled with the Nepo Baby term?
Julia Roberts, but her dad was famous too.
Today is National Work From Home Day, which a lot of us started doing during the pandemic. Which group had this hit song titled Work From Home? You don't gotta go to work, 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 and my body do the work. All right, name the band.
Fifth Harmony.
Khloe Kardashian turns 40 today. Khloe has only been married once to which former basketball player?
Tristan Thompson.
And question number five, Lisa Kudrow says she is rewatching Friends to remember Matthew Perry saying, quote, "We were always laughing so hard, tears were flying out of our faces." Lisa's character Phoebe sang and played acoustic guitar at Central Perk. Which original song is she most famous for singing on the show?
Smelly cat, what are they feeding you?
This is fun.
Iconic, Kennedy. Iconic.
I sang it at the Friends Experience here in Boston.
All right. Kennedy.
I know I'm wrong on that first one, right?
Question number one. You guessed Optimus Prime.
Kidding.
Not kidding.
Megatron's the bad guy.
Good guess. Tidy one. Question number two, you said Julia Roberts. That is correct. Question number three, you said Fifth Harmony. That is correct. Tidy three. Question number four, you said Tristan Thompson. Lamar Odom.
Oh my God, crap. Yep.
4-3. And question number five, you both did say Smelly Cat, but the final score is 4-3.
Wow. Well done, ladies.
Katie and Emma. Or 5-4, excuse me. 5-4 is the final score there. Nice job, Katie and Emma. Congratulations. You just won yourself $100. You also have yourself a $100 gift card courtesy of OWN's hottest new series, Family Empire Houston, premiering tomorrow at 8. Set your DVR now so you enjoy that gift card, okay?
Thank you so much. We're
going to
spend it at the New Hampshire State Liquor Store.
Let's go!
$200 before you even get to the lake house is a good way to start your long weekend.
Kennedy, what would you like to say to Katie and Emma?
My name is Kennedy. I'm from Quincy, and I can't be Katie and Emma.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's going to school, you sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
All this week, we are bringing back our five most recent competitors who have defeated Kennedy and giving Kennedy a shot at redemption. It is Redemption Week.
Redemption Week.
Say good morning to Jessica from Walpole.
Hello.
Hi, Kennedy.
Unfortunately, Jessica could not be here in the studio this morning.
Jobs.
She got them kids.
She has like a life and stuff.
I'm sorry. Believe me, I wish I could have.
It is okay.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
And Jessica, what was the score when you beat Kennedy before?
I believe it was 5-4.
Good one. All right, Kennedy, go on into that soundproof studio. Here we go. Five questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win. Again, if you tie, that is a loss for you. Question number one. Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals had the second biggest audience for an NHL game in 20 years. Alanis Morissette sang the American and Canadian national anthems before the game. What is the Canadian national anthem called?
Oh, gosh. Oh, Canada.
Ariana Grande turned 31 yesterday. Name this song that spent 7 weeks at number one.
Thought I'd end up with Sean, but it wasn't a match. Wrote some songs about Ricky. Now I listen and laugh. Even almost got married. And for Pete, I'm so thankful. Wish I could say thank you to Malcolm. Cause he was an angel.
Name that song.
Thank you, next.
Jeremy Allen White says he is going to do his own singing when he portrays Bruce Springsteen in the upcoming biopic. Jeremy Allen White currently plays an award-winning chef named Carmi, who comes home to Chicago on which Hulu series?
The Bear.
Entertainment Weekly made a list of songs written about other celebrities that include Miley Cyrus' Flowers about Liam Hemsworth, John Legend's All of Me about Chrissy Teigen, and Mariah Carey's Obsessed, which is about who?
Eminem.
Drake Bell turns 38 years old today. He was one of the stars of Drake and Josh on Nickelodeon, and earlier this year took part in a docuseries uncovering the toxic culture behind some of the most iconic children's shows of the 90s and early 2000s. Name the documentary.
I watched it. Quiet on the Set.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
4 for 4 with Aiden.
Thank you, Dan.
Flowers when they're deserved.
I might be getting a gold star at the end of the week, Kennedy. If I can remember Aiden every day
you
for a week.
You just jinxed it. You don't talk about it when you're in the middle of it.
Kennedy, this is one thing you've taught me in life.
Jessica from Walpole, back for Redemption Week, got 5 out of 5 correct.
Oh my gosh, you guys, coming for me today.
By the way, she had 5 last time she played you, too.
All righty, good job.
These are tough. I'm not going to tell you which ones.
I think you're going to get them, Kennedy.
I'm not going to tell you which ones you get right or wrong. It adds to the drama.
All right.
We're like TNT. We know drama. It's always a weird slogan to me. Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals had the second biggest audience for an NHL game in 20 years. Alanis Morissette sang the American and Canadian national anthems before the game. What is the Canadian national anthem?
Oh, Canada.
Our home and native land.
Ariana Grande turned 31 yesterday. Name this song. It spent 7 weeks at number one.
Thought I'd end up with Sean, but it wasn't a match. Wrote some songs about Ricky. Now I listen and laugh. Even almost got married. And for Pete, I'm so thankful. Wish I could say thank you to Malcolm. Cause he was an angel.
Thank you, next.
Jeremy Allen White says he's going to do his own singing when he portrays Bruce Springsteen in the upcoming biopic. Jeremy Allen White currently plays an award-winning chef named Carmi, who comes home to Chicago on which series?
The Bear.
Entertainment Weekly made a list of songs written about other celebrities that include Miley Cyrus' Flowers about Liam Hemsworth and John Legend's All of Me about Chrissy Teigen. And Mariah Carey's Obsessed, which is about who?
Eminem.
Drake Bell turns 38 today. He was one of the stars of Drake and Josh on Nickelodeon, and earlier this year took part in a docuseries uncovering the toxic culture behind some of the most iconic children's shows of the 90s and 2000s. Name the documentary.
All that's coming to my head is On the Set, but I don't think that's right. On the Set, that's what's in my head. That's what's in my head. I don't think it's right, though.
All right. Question number one, you said, oh, Canada. Yes. Question number two, you said, thank you, next. Yes. Question number three, you said, The Bear. Tied at 3. Question number four, Eminem. And question number five, you said, On the Set. So close. Quiet
on the Set.
Quiet on the Set, Kennedy. 5-4 is the final score.
Woo! In the rafters for you, Jessica.
You lost twice today.
I thought you were going to have it.
Quiet.
Okay.
You were so close.
Well, that is rarefied air, Jessica. Good job.
All luck.
Oh, no. It is all love is what it
yep,
is.
Yep, 100%.
All love. Well, because it was Redemption Week, we don't actually play for the money, just for the pride. Congratulations, you get to win, Jessica, 5-4. Kennedy, what would you like to say to Jessica from Walpole?
My name is Kennedy. I'm from Quincy, and I don't believe I'll ever be able to beat Jessica.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say hey to Noreen from Weymouth.
Hello, Noreen.
Hi, Kennedy.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
Five trivia questions, and the deal is you just have to answer more right than Kennedy to win the cash. If you tie, that is a loss for you. Looking at the big board, Kennedy with 5,647 wins, 412 losses. Oh,
one of those is from earlier today.
Yeah, she did lose earlier today. I forgot about that. She is now over in that soundproof studio. Noreen, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Tobey Maguire, 49 years old today. Which superhero did he play in the early 2000s that is now portrayed by Tom Holland?
Spider-Man.
Entertainment Weekly made a list of songs written about other celebrities that include Miley Cyrus' Flowers about Liam Hemsworth, John Legend's All of Me about Chrissy Teigen, and Cry Me a River by Justin Timberlake. Who is that song about?
Britney Spears.
Popeyes just made their new boneless wings a permanent menu addition. Which southern state did Popeyes originate in? It's even featured in their slogan.
Kentucky? I don't know.
Lee Nash turns 48 today. She's the lead singer for this popular 90s band with songs like Kiss Me and There She Goes. Take a listen and then name the band.
Kiss me.
Name the band.
I don't know.
All right. Question number five. Post Malone just released a little clip of another new song. This time he's collaborating with Chris Stapleton. Post Malone currently has the number two song in the country. It's called I Had Some Help, with another country artist on the track with him. Who is that artist?
I don't know.
All right. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
Welcome back, Kennedy.
Hi.
Noreen from Weymouth got 2 out of 5 correct.
Well done.
Not bad. Deuce. Yep. These are hard. You ready?
Yeah.
Tobey Maguire turns 49 today. Which superhero did he play in the early 2000s that is now portrayed by Tom Holland?
Spider-Man.
Tied to 1. Entertainment Weekly made a list of songs written about other celebrities, including Miley Cyrus' Flowers about Liam Hemsworth, John Legend's All of Me about Chrissy Teigen, and Cry Me a River by Justin Timberlake, which is about whom?
Britney Spears.
Tied at 2. Popeyes just made their new boneless wings a permanent menu addition. Which southern state did Popeyes originate in, even being featured in their slogan for years?
Louisiana.
You gonna sing the jingle?
I don't know what the words
Louisiana Fast.
Is that it?
Mm-hmm. Love that chicken from Popeyes.
Yep.
Yeah.
They've had multiple jingles over
indeed,
the years.
But the same song. I love it.
3-2, question number 4. Lee Nash, turning 48 today. She is the lead singer of this popular 90s band that had hits like Kiss Me and There She Goes. Take a listen and then name the band.
Kiss me.
The song you wanted?
No, the name of the band.
Sixpence None the Richer.
One of the first artists I ever met in the radio business when I was just starting. I was doing an afternoon show and I got to go to a convention.
Uh-huh.
And I met Lee, and I met Phil Collins, and I met Aaron Neville.
Wow.
Our music director, Mike Mullaney, could fact check me on this, but I think they were the first Mix Lounge ever, too.
Oh, really?
I think so.
That's kind of cool. 4-2 for Kennedy. Question number 5. Post Malone just released a clip of another new song on social media. This time he's collaborating with Chris Stapleton. Excuse me. He currently has the number 2 song in the country. It's called I Had Some Help, with another artist featured on the track with him. Who is that?
It's
you played it for us first.
I'm sure I did. Blake Shelton?
Mm.
I don't know who.
Morgan Wallen.
Oh, right.
I had some hail.
Yep. No, I know the song. I just, you know.
That is going to be my summer jam. 4-2, I think, is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Noreen, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but you are not leaving empty-handed. Listen to this. We have not one, Mm-mm. Not two. Mm-mm. Not three.
Not three.
But four. Ooh. Tickets for you to see Janet Jackson and Nelly tomorrow night at the TD Garden. They do have a few tickets still left if you go to livenation.com. So you enjoy that concert, okay?
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Yep. Have a great time. What do you want to say to Kennedy?
My name is Noreen, and I'm from Weymouth, and I can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.